Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it fills your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and filling your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, moving throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing this light to be absorbed by each and every red blood cell that passes through your heart and your lungs, carrying these healing energies to every extremity of your body. And now continue to see this light as it fills your chest completely, moving up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. Continue to see this light as it now moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now continue to see this light as it flows down into your diaphragm and your stomach, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and deeper breathing, continuing to allow the light to flow into the small intestine and the large, activating these organs of digestion and assimilation, allowing your body to absorb your light energies and your nutrients. Continue to see the light as it now flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. all of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, harmonizing your systems, balancing you physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. And now see this light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, the sex organs, bringing balance to these parts of you that are concerned with reproduction, replenishing your energies through the power of release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now continue to see the light as it flows through your hips, passing through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, perfect alignment, aligning your energies with the universal forces of creation, bringing you into perfect harmony. Continue to see the light as it now flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for a clear connection, a very deep connection with Mother Earth, allowing any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. Continue to feel the strength and the energy of the earth as it enters into your body from the soles of your feet, grounding you, centering you, giving you courage, giving you strength, giving you wisdom, and allowing you to release anything that no longer serves you. Continue to see your light as it grows from within your body, brighter and brighter with each and every breath, turning into a golden white light. See this golden white light as it grows brighter and brighter, fills you completely, and now moves through each and every pore in your body, every opening, until you are surrounded and filled with golden white light. You are in a bubble of this healing energy. Allow this light to protect you, to surround you completely, becoming a magnet for you, drawing into your life all that is good, all that is desired. Allow it to heal your skin and your hair. Allow it to be a magnet of all that is good. And now see this light, this magnetic force, as it moves out from your body to fill the room, the space that you are in, completely healing and bringing into balance your home, the atmosphere. The very air that people breathe is now healing. Continue to move through the walls or any obstacles where you are, very easily moving out into your greater environment, spreading this golden white light all around your home, moving out into your neighborhood. And as this light comes in contact with all living beings, gives it the opportunity to choose to be within the light, to be one with the light, to grow, to expand, to be purified, to be healed, to be strengthened. Continue to see your light as it expands throughout your city, your town, your village, completely encompassing the space 360 degrees all around you, bringing this energy of love, of higher vibration, of healing, of peace, of forgiveness, of oneness, to to all who choose to take part in this healing energy. And now see your light as it fills your country completely, raising all in vibration, purifying all lower energies, completely dissolving energies that no longer serve our highest good, and raising all in vibration and frequency. Continue to see our light as it now fills this earth completely, and all of our lights are joined together as one, raising humanity and all living beings upon this planet in vibration and frequency, raising this energy of love, this current of love, this frequency of love throughout our planet, allowing us to forgive easily, to move forward in our expansion and our knowing, to reunite as the family of light. And now see our light as it dissolves any energies, frequencies, vibrations, thought forms that do not serve our highest good very easily. Continue to raise Mother Earth in vibration and frequency. And now see our lights as they join together as one, eliminating the illusion of separation and allowing us to realize our oneness with all that is. Continue to see this beautiful golden white light as it grows stronger and stronger, as it now moves into Mother Earth, moving beneath the surface into the subterranean worlds, reconnecting with our subterranean family that live beneath the surface of the earth, reminding us all of our oneness, of our reconnection, and allowing this to be known on a conscious level as well. See this light as it also moves beneath the waters, connecting with our family of light that live beneath the waters on our planet, reconnecting and reuniting us with those of the light in these realms. Continue to see our lights as they now all join together as one, raising this planet in vibration and frequency, in healing and love. Now continue to expand out into the atmosphere of the earth, connecting with our family that live within the etheric realms of the earth, allowing for a remembrance of all that is, of our oneness, of the truth, of the light. And now continuing to expand out into our galaxy, connecting with our galactic family of light and into the universe and the multiverse, reuniting our family as one, raising all in vibration and frequency of love, of forgiveness, of greater light, of greater wisdom, knowledge, healing, and oneness. And so it is. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family, for sharing your light with me. I'm so very grateful to have had this opportunity to come before you. And I'm very grateful to Om Radio for being present, to be a vessel of this light and allowing us to connect in this way, as well as through my podcast, Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. These are all channels in which we connect with one another in order for us to be reminded of our greatness and of our oneness. I love you and I thank you for sharing this journey with me. I am deeply grateful for your presence on this planet and beyond, wherever you are listening to this show. I acknowledge you and I love you. Thank you so much. Today, we will conclude our discussion of the Sacred Egyptian Tarot and Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. It has been my greatest pleasure to share these wonderful teachings with you. Now, to briefly recap, We have covered 21 major arcanum so far. And today we will go over arcanum number 22, which represents Pluto and the Earth. This arcanum is dual in its meaning, and it's very profound. The sacred tarot was given to us through channeling in very ancient times, as taught to us through the raw material. It comes from the ancient Egyptian stellar priestesses who helped to bring humanity into a golden age at a time when it was greatly needed. It was through the use of this very information that we are sharing with you. It is very ancient, this information, and you must understand that it has been altered through time to what we know of it today. What is still very current is the use of our language, and our language has developed from ancient symbols, which we now call the alphabet. These are all forms of symbolic code, our letters, as well as our numbers. They come from the same system of symbology, which means what you see is simply a symbol that has a much deeper meaning. So I don't want you to ever look at a number or a letter again and think of it in just a one-dimensional way. I want you to understand and understand that numbers and letters represent very deep concepts. They are symbols of greater knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. For the uninitiated, they will simply be letters and numbers. But for you who have studied with me thus far, you know much more. We have covered this in more detail over these 28 episodes, as we will conclude them today. Know that everything is energy, and it must take on a physical form. It manifests in the form of a letter or a group of letters, which we call words, and also a number or a group of numbers, a series of numbers. To understand the energy that you are dealing with, that is in the unseen worlds, trying to manifest in the physical world, you must go beneath the surface of what is seen. You must use ancient numerology in order to decipher the coded message. There is a message. The universe is always speaking to us in code. And it is only through your study that you will begin to understand more deeply the code. And this is why I have encouraged you to make a chart using all of the major arcanum, breaking them down. Find a system that works for you, that you can easily refer back to the chart until it becomes your nature to see a letter and know the vibration of it, to know the planet or to know what sign it represents, to know the different energies of it. It's as if you are learning an entirely new language, which you are. And within this, you will begin to see beneath the surface of things, and you will gain more power over your life. Now, we have taught this information over both of our seasons, season one and season two. We started with basic numerology in season one, and then we went into the ancient Egyptian numerology in season two. But I absolutely encourage you to feel free to review all the episodes on our ancient and modern numerology. You can visit our archives page on OM Radio, or you can visit us at awakenthehealing.com and search through our podcast player. All of these episodes have been added to our podcast, which can be found on every podcast platform under Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. As you dive deeper on your path to awakening, your knowledge must grow in order to assist you in new territory, because you will come into new territory and you will need assistance. This journey is very real, and it is extremely important. It is your soul journey. The world is here in physical form to distract you from your spiritual path. This is the challenge of being incarnated, especially in such a dense world as this is. You will be tested on saying you believe, on saying you believe in greater, in more than what can be seen. So then you get tested. But you must push forward and continue to grow through your tests. This is the way you grow. This is the way you learn. There's no such thing as failure unless you stop growing, unless you quit. It's all up to you. How far you go, how advanced you become, how powerful you become in this life. It's up to you. You are a spiritual being having a physical experience, and you must not only repeat that to yourself, but that must become part of your knowing. Your knowing. You are trying to remember who you are and the qualities of this reality that you exist in, or that you believe you exist in. Because the ancients have taught us in many different parts of this world, the teachings are the same, that this is a very powerful dream that we are having. Some call it an illusion. Some call it a dream. They all have the same meaning. It's that it is a projection of your mind. And remember, arcanum number one is the magus, the magician. Everything is based on mind energy. That is the magus that creates from thought. Everything in this reality is formed from a thought. So the fact that we are here listening on this internet radio, someone thought of creating this and then manifested it. That's alchemy. That's an alchemist. Whenever you think of something and you manifest it, that is alchemy taking place. You are learning how to use energy and then to consciously focus it so that you manifest it in a certain form. And I want to encourage all of you to become the masters of your reality, to master your creations. And that means you must become harmonic to the universal forces of creation, because you are one with these forces. And when you are not in harmony with these forces, you develop destructive forces in your life. You draw them to you through the law of attraction, by going against the harmonic laws of the universe. When you are in the flow, everything flows easily, comfortably, naturally. But it may not come in the time that you desire it. And so that is one thing that causes humans to err mostly, is impatience. Impatience with your path, impatience with your spiritual journey, patience with learning, with something manifesting in your life. So then you go out and you begin to try to hammer and nail it into place. And when you do that, you mostly create resistance in your life. But learning how to flow with the universe, learning how to read the signs, going deeper, seeing the messages, the hidden messages of the universe for you, You must learn these ancient tools and begin to apply them in your life so that you become wiser, more intelligent, more in alignment with the harmonic forces of the universe. Sometimes we want things that truly are not for our highest good. So within our prayers, we should always be asking, in the end, if this is for my highest good, because we have a veil over our eyes as long as we are in this incarnated form. We cannot see clearly. The moon holds a great presence over our life here, which means that things are unclear. And we are moving to our solar energy, to where we can see clearly. But while we are still in this state, under this illusion, we must always be in prayer for our higher self, our guides, our gods, whomever we choose to call on to assist us in this life, to assist us for our highest good. And then to allow us to understand at some point in time why what we have asked for did not come into manifestation. And sometimes as we go through life, we begin to see that something we desired many years ago and it didn't manifest, why it didn't happen. And then you're even grateful that it didn't happen, because now you can see with more clarity that it would not have been for your highest good. So remember while you're on this journey to always seek the guidance of your higher self, of your divine guides, of those who can see clearly. Open your heart so you can hear the messages, because they come through your heart, not through your head. They come through your heart. That is your soul connection. And then you will begin to decipher the messages with your head over time, and it will assist you. But we're working to bring the heart and the head into harmony, into alignment, not allowing our ego, our rational mind to control us in this life, because it leads us to our own destruction. And today we will discuss this further. This is the planet Earth. This ego energy represents the Earth. And it's very interesting. But we will now take our station break. And when we come back, we will begin our discussion on the Materialist, the last of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Materialist, also known as the Fool card in the modern day tarot. This is the 22nd of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. This is the only dual meaning card in the major arcana. This card has two completely different meanings, and you will understand this more as we go over it. The Materialist astrologically relates to the planet Pluto and the planet Earth. In occult science, the meaning is materialism or spirituality. The human function is the soulmate system. The natural remedy is stellar healing. The color is ultraviolet or infrared for Pluto, or black for Earth. The mineral is the soil of the Earth or plutonium. The letter is T in its upright position. This is Earth. Or the T in the inverted position is Pluto. The number is 22 for Earth or 0 for Pluto. And all of these are related. T22 expresses in the spiritual world as annihilation. This is Earth energy. T0, which is upside down with its point upward, expresses in the spiritual world as eternal progression. This is Pluto's energy. In the intellectual world, 22 is atheism, and 0 is devotion to the religion of the stars. In the physical world, 22 is materialism, and 0 is the ceaseless cooperation in the furtherance of God's great plan. Pluto can free us from the dark bondage that the earth is now trapped in. The energy must be transmuted. In divination, Arcanum number 22 may be read as failure, folly, and mistake, and Arcanum number 0 as spirituality. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the materialist card within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 22 or Arcanum 0, like the planet Pluto, has a dual interpretation. As the number 22, it is well represented by the letter T with its point downward, which symbolizes the energy of the higher realms being directed toward the earth. But as 0, the circle is the symbol of spirit and is represented by the T that is reversed, and the point is upward. This symbolizes the energy is directed exclusively toward spiritual endeavors in the higher realms. Remember, T is symbolic. It is a symbol. And we have only been introduced to one form of it. But in ancient times, there were two forms of this letter, capital T as we know it. This card is figured as a blind man carrying bags on his left shoulder. He leans on a black staff as he walks toward a fallen obelisk. Behind this obelisk, a crocodile is sitting ready to devour him. Within the sky above, there is an eclipse of the sun in progress. The eclipse of the sun signifies that the spiritual light from within has been covered up by material desires. And the other interpretation is that the dark forces from the inner plane will try to shut off any spiritual illumination which will guide you into the higher realms. The bags being carried over the left shoulder indicate the material things of life and the great effort in acquiring them. And the other meaning represents this person's ability to minister in physical ways to those in need. This could be through healings, teaching, and the feeding of the masses in some way. It creates a burden. The black staff represents the staff of experience with good and evil that is acquired while in the physical form. The lower interpretation of this is that prudence, which is cautiousness, has become subservient to the demands of the flesh. It means that you are no longer cautious because you are impatient to have physical things. So you move very quickly into things. And the other interpretation is the demands for uplifting and protecting others is so great that though this person is enlightened, they completely ignore all danger that they place themselves into for the good of humanity. The fallen obelisk symbolizes the final overthrow of all worldly powers. The obelisk is used by those who dominate humanity, and you will see them in different cities of great power. They represent this rulership that darkness is ruling over the people. Even though this obelisk was used in ancient times to draw higher energies into the earth, it represented something different. It now symbolizes dark rulership controlling the earth, okay? Because they are in knowledge of what this obelisk really means. It means great power, and they hold it. So when you see these obelisks in different cities, and they are in capital cities throughout the world, you will see them there, and they represent the dark rulership having the power over the people. So this card, in seeing the fallen obelisk, symbolizes the final overthrow of all of these dark worldly powers over the people. And the crocodile indicates the ultimate fate of all who are blind to spiritual things, as well as the persecution of those who work to spread the truth and to awaken spirituality in the people. There are always going to be those who want to persecute you when you stand for what's right and true. That is going to be a test on your journey. Now, the blind man represents the atheist or materialist in one interpretation. He is the man who is so absorbed in material aims that he neglects all thought to spiritual things. He is essentially a slave to his desires. And the complete picture of this card symbolizes the inevitable suffering which follows an unconscious life. This card is very different from the Fool card, but you can see the similarities in them. The other interpretation is a picture of a very spiritual man. This man is so enthusiastic in his desire to assist humanity that he is completely blind to the dangers and consequences to himself. And thus, equally well, it symbolizes the law of compensation. This universal law decrees that for all effort expended in a constructive channel, there inevitably will follow an increased ability for real spiritual advancement in this life and the next. Now, numerically, number 22 is the third deck of the number 4. And this card represents that sex is used to gratify the passions or for magical selfish purposes under this number 22. But the other interpretation is the number 0. And this is the alternate reading for this arcanum. And this represents that cycles are being completed. This shows a transition of character to a higher spiritual or vibratory level. Now, in astrology, the planet Pluto has two marked and opposite qualities. It rules the gangster and the racketeer when its destructive side manifests. And it also rules the highest type of spiritual effort. It's somewhat like Neptunian energy. And the realization of the individual of his and her cosmic work when the better side of Pluto is manifested. These two extremes are symbolized by arcanum number 22 and 0. Now, the human function of arcanum 22 is the soulmate system. In the negative aspect, this arcanum represents the disintegration of the vehicle on the inner plane that is occupied by the soul. This is the energy of annihilation. On the constructive side, this arcanum as 0 represents the infiltration to the soul that is still on earth of information and instructions from adepts existing within the supervelocity spiritual plane. This is the activation of the soulmate system. Now, In our understanding today, we think of soulmates as simply being someone to have an intimate relationship with. But when we look at the ancient meaning of soulmate and twin flame, it has a very different meaning. And here they are using soulmate system, not twin flame system, but soulmate system, because there are many different kinds of soulmates. And that means it's just like we call it today, the light family. When you connect to this soulmate system, you begin to receive information from your light family. And this information begins to guide you through your life. Now, these adepts can be incarnated on the planet. They can be in different dimensions of this earth, because there truly is no separation of time and space. You are able to receive through a frequency match. So when you actually reach this level, you will be receiving information in real time through this system that they call the soulmate system. Now, in alchemy, arcanum number 22 signifies failure in transmutation, failure in any regimes adopted in the hopes of transmutation. And those same regimens that you have adopted will become a form of repression. They will begin to feel very heavy on the soul. Now, with Arcanum Zero, on the other hand, this represents the work in cosmic affairs which is undertaken after the great work has been accomplished. And the great work is referring to the successful transmutation of all lower energies into the higher. This is the alchemy meanings of the card. In magic, Arcanum number 22 indicates that the individual has given him or herself over to the control of malevolent, invisible forces who have no regard for the welfare of the person. They use him or her consistently to thwart any and all things that stand for truth and uprightness on the earth. It symbolizes elemental attachments that are formed in the selfish endeavors to gain, through magical means, material advantages over others. And the alternate meaning in magic is Arcanum Zero. This indicates that there is freedom from all control, but that the individual has contacted intelligences of a very exalted nature on very high spiritual planes, who direct him or her consistently in their efforts to give new and higher teachings to those upon the earth. And I think this is very good for us to see, because we are literally living on planet Earth and we are witnessing these energies, but not necessarily understanding them, why they happen, and what is actually happening. Sometimes we think, because we see a physical person, that the energy or the evil that is coming from them is truly theirs. But the person becomes a vessel for these dark energies to come through. Our bodies are portals. They're portals. They're vessels for us as spiritual beings to channel our energy into. And when we open our vessel up to other lower vibrating energies, they can also use the body as a vessel to work through. And this is what we can call possessions and things of that nature. Now, there are many possessions happening today on the planet, but they are no longer seen that way because we are no longer taught of these things. So we think that people have just lost their minds, or they're crazy, or they're evil, or whatever. But in ancient times, it was seen. And those who can feel these entities can tell you about how many different entities are actually using the body of that person. And still today, those of us who are sensitive to this can feel that. And you can be having an experience with someone, and it may have been your first time meeting them, and you meet them again and they seem like a completely different person. And you would say to yourself, well, that's weird. That person was really nice the first time I met them, and now they just act like they didn't even know me. They didn't even see me. Something of this nature. Hopefully nothing weirder than that, but it all is a possibility. Because people, when you do not protect your energy, you're opening yourself up to other lower vibrational beings to use it. And so that's why we are encouraged through the knowledge of the tarot to be very mindful, not to allow ourselves to become vessels of dark energies, to manipulate and use the vessel to come through it. So there are many warnings here throughout this entire 22 major arcana that we received about becoming a medium for lower entities to move through you. And sometimes this happens consciously and other times unconsciously. But you must be very protective of your energy, of your mind, of where you allow your thoughts to go, because others can manipulate you through the power of thought. Now, in initiation, in the soul's pilgrimage, Arcanum number 22 represents the failure of the soul to gain self-conscious immortality. It also represents the obstacles and challenges that will present themselves when the student or the neophyte sets out to accomplish something. Whenever you strive to live in a higher manner, there will always be challenges because this world is very dense. It is not vibrating on a very high level. So this will cause a friction to develop as one energy is moving downward and more slowly and the other upward and very quickly. And it is spinning in opposite directions. So this causes friction. So it will manifest in your life as challenges or obstacles that come against you. It's only a manifestation of the energy. You must learn to overcome the obstacles and the challenges by creating more harmony in your thoughts, in your mind, in your body, and in your actions. In order to accomplish your task, you must become more harmonic and transmute the lower frequencies of the self. Now, Arcanum Zero, on the other hand, indicates that the soul through earthly experience has developed in the building of the spiritual form. This development is so advanced that it can choose where it wants to go after leaving the physical body. It represents the law of affinity. When the aspirations are vivid, it attracts spiritual entities and forces of a very high nature to you. This will enable the soul to be assisted in this earthly walk, and through their help, the soul will overcome any obstacles to its spiritual progress. This is where you have learned how to connect to the higher realms and your higher self for guidance on a daily basis. Now, I do know that this information will bless you if you apply it to your life. I understand it's a lot of information we have covered. This is why I encourage you to go back and listen as many times as needed. And I'm going to give you more information. Now, I do want to thank everyone who has followed this show and who are now working to grow your inner light, to assist humanity in this awakening process. But the way to assist humanity is to first assist yourself. You must heal and work on the self first. And through you working on the self, this begins to be magnified in the world. You raising your vibration shifts the entire planet. We are all connected. So whenever you work on the self, you literally are assisting humanity as a whole. This path is not an easy one, but it is worth it. So many blessings await you on your path to awakening. Now, the bulk of this information on the Sacred Egyptian Tarot was taken from two sources, with added content being channeled from the higher realms. The first book, The Law of One by Ra, book 4 goes into more detail on the tarot and astrology. And if you are interested in doing more research into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot, then I suggest the reading of the book, The Sacred Tarot by C.C. Zane, with more amazing books by this author to be found at light.org. C.C. Zane was the pen name for Elbert Benjamin, who was born in 1882 and died in 1951. He was one of the most prolific astrological writers of the 20th century. He wrote over 50 books and thousands of magazine articles. He was a scholar who mastered every physical science of his time, and he brought this same desire to the exploration of the metaphysical sciences. He was born a natural psychic and seer. He devoted his life to the study and dissemination of esoteric information and established the Church of Light. The Brotherhood of Light shares his courses and life's work with all who are desirous to learn. Go to light.org for more information on Elbert Benjamin, and we are very grateful for his service to humanity. I know the information that we have shared on this show can help you navigate your awakening. If you desire further assistance from me, I am at your service. Please contact me via our website at awakenthehealing.com. I do many different kinds of consultations and readings, healings of all sorts. We have many services where we can assist you in this journey of awakening. You will run into many things that will baffle you. And it comes a time when you need to speak to someone who has been on this path for quite some time to assist you in guiding you. And this is why we established this show, Navigating the Awakening, to offer you many ways to help you to get through this physical life, because it can get very challenging when you choose to be a spiritual being in this physical body. Now, I want to thank you for joining me for season 2, as we have now concluded our discussion on the ancient Egyptian tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the infinite creator. Have a beautiful day. Blue skies to you.